The Traveler's Journal, June 20th. Camping at Costa Noa. A pastoral enclave set in the fog-shrouded Pacific Hills, an hour's drive south of San Francisco, Costa Noa is what a camp might be like if it were designed by Martha Stewart, which, for the record, it wasn't. Situated near the tiny village of Pescadero, halfway between the too cute village of Half Moon Bay and the raucous university town of Santa Cruz, Costa Noa came to be in 1983, when a 4,000-acre ranch situated between two large state parks was slated for development. After locals protested, a public-private venture was formed with an unusual list of mandates. Just 1% of the property could be developed. No full-service restaurant was permitted, and to avoid creating another enclave of affluence, most accommodations had to be in tents. But rather than pup tents, these are plush tents with polished wooden floors, real doors and windows, and artwork on the walls. Full-size beds come with down comforters and heated mattress pads. There are terry bathrobes and baskets loaded with a cache of bath potions. Though comfort stations are shared with fellow campers, comfort is the operative phrase, with swank outdoor showers, heated floors, and saunas. Rather than camp food, Costa Noa's general store is stocked with delectables such as salmon-wrapped asparagus and grilled portobello mushrooms, and a selection of gourmet coffees, local microbrews, fine wines, and Belgian chocolate. The wave-racked beach and forests filled with ferns, waterfalls, and sky-brushing trees offer enough hiking, biking, and horsebacking to last most folks a lifetime. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.